This is AWLS, podcasts on wilderness medicine from the University of Utah School of Medicine.
This is Richard Ingebretson from the AWLS program at the University of Utah School of Medicine. These are wilderness medicine podcasts. The idea is to help everybody learn about the medicine that you encounter in the backcountry that may or may not be found in the front country to help you to stay safe and healthy. We're going to turn our attention now to worms. Now, those aren't the earthworms that dig through the garden and help us to actually grow plants and things like that that you see, but these are the worms that get into us and then cause problems. This is an ideal subject for a wilderness medicine podcast because there are a lot of worms in the world. And there's a lot of worms out there that can burrow into us or we can ingest, and in some way or another that will cause problems. We all know about these, but many people live in areas where worms aren't a problem, although a lot of people live in areas where worms can be a problem. Today we want to talk about the worms that are often associated with pigs. And this is a common issue in countries where pigs are eaten and pigs are around. There are some worms that are associated with beef and others that are associated with other animals, but there is definitely a tapeworm that is associated specifically with worms. And it causes a disease in humans. One, we can get the actual worm growing in our intestine. It's a tapeworm called Taenia solium. And then there is another effect of that same tapeworm from the eggs of the tapeworm called cysticercosis. And let's talk about both of those today, just so that really briefly, so that you can avoid those and know what to look for. You think, my gosh, I doubt I'll ever get those. And that's probably true. You probably won't unless you do go out there and get around, in this case, pigs. Let's first talk about cysticercosis, because this is a parasitic tissue infection. That's something that is in our muscles, our brain, our eyes, and it is caused by the same tapeworm that we call Taenia solium. What happens is the larva cysts can get into our brain, muscle, or other tissues and are a major cause of adult-onset seizures, particularly in places where we go where pigs are not monitored closely. A person will get cysticercosis by swallowing the eggs found in the feces of a person who has an intestinal tapeworm. Now, I want to make that very clear right now, because there's going to be two ways you can get infected with Taenia solium, and one is by swallowing the eggs, meaning that these are in the feces of a human who has the intestinal tapeworm. This basically is, the Taenia is basically a human disease. And you have to think of it that we actually infect pigs. We often think that pigs are infecting humans, which is one way to look at it. But another way to look at it is humans will go to the bathroom and then the pigs will eat human feces and then they get infected. So it's a cycle. So not just that pigs are infecting us, we are very definitely infecting pigs. People living in the same household with someone who has a tapeworm, of course, will have a much higher risk of getting cysticercosis than people who don't. People cannot get cysticercosis, that is, the worms in the tissues, by eating undercooked pork. And that is a really big misconception, because by eating pork, you can get the undercooked pork, you can get intestinal tapeworm if the pork has the larval cysts in it. But you cannot get cysticercosis by eating undercooked pork. You have to get it from the feces of a human, and that means washing hands. Pigs become infected by eating tapeworm eggs in the feces of a human infected with the tapeworm. So there are two infections. The infection that is found in the gut, that is the tapeworm itself, which comes from the feces of a human. Either the pig eats it or a human doesn't wash hands, and you can get auto-infection from that. If you have the tapeworm and then go to the bathroom and don't wash your hands, then you can reinfect yourselves. So this taeniasis, or the cysticercosis, occurs everywhere. If you look around the world and find where the highest rates of infection are found, we look at underdeveloped countries in Latin, Asia, Africa that have poor sanitation and free-ranging pigs that have access to human feces. Although uncommon, cysticercosis can occur in people who have never traveled outside developed countries like the United States or Europe, Canada. For example, a person infected with a tapeworm who does not wash his or her hands might accidentally contaminate food with tapeworm eggs while preparing it for others. One more reason why our mothers taught us to wash our hands before we eat and to wash our hands before we prepare food for others. What happens is if you get the larva from the Taenia solium by swallowing the eggs of the tapeworm, the larvae get into the tissues. What happens is we swallow them, and it gets along the inside of the gut. And these little cysts or larvae will work their way into the bloodstream, and they will go around and find their way, well, to anywhere blood goes. They are often found in the muscle. Usually in muscle, they don't cause a lot of symptoms. You may get some pain, and you may get a little bump in the muscle, in which case they would have to be removed by surgery if that's becoming a problem. But they can also get into the circulation of the eye, and they are often seen in the front of the eye or certainly back on the retina of the back of the eye. And one that becomes more famous is the one that is found in the brain, neurocysticercosis. In around the world, up to 2% of seizures are caused by neurocysticercosis. That is, once the egg gets into the intestine and the larva burrow through the intestinal wall, get into the blood, and end up in the brain, that can cause migraine, headaches, or even cause seizures. In the brain, it depends upon how and where the cysts are. Seizures, headaches are the most common. And so if you have been in the backcountry or traveling through a country where hygiene isn't as good, then you have to consider neurocysticercosis as a problem. Getting in the eye, we said, is rare. If it does, it can float in the eye or get back on the retina. In the muscle, usually we don't see symptoms, maybe hard lumps. Then the question is, if cysticercosis, how long after you eat feces or have it on your hands and swallow before you can get infection? It can actually happen, and this becomes confusing, it can occur months to even years after infection before you might get symptoms, because it takes a while or the worm has to grow. And what's even more interesting is a lot of the symptoms occur when the cysts start dying in the muscle or in the brain. When cysts die, the brain or the other tissue around the cyst may actually swell at that point. And it's the pressure or the swelling is what usually causes the symptoms of the infections. Sometimes symptoms are caused by the pressure of the cyst in a small space, but normally the symptoms often happen when they die. So the question then becomes, is there treatment for cysticercosis, that is, getting the cysts in our muscle or our brain? Yes, absolutely. Infections are treated with antiparasitic drugs. Albendazole, for example, is one. Often we'll give anti-inflammatory drugs. Surgery is sometimes used, depending upon where the location is, if it's not responsive to treatment. Not all cases of cysticercosis need treatment, and even if you don't need treatment to kill the parasite, you may need treatment for the symptoms caused by the infections, such as the medication to reduce the number of seizures that you may have that gets into the brain. But another question that we get is, with cysticercosis, can it be spread from person to person? Absolutely not. It cannot be, because the cysts don't go from person to person. But one important point, and we mentioned this earlier, however, it is this. People with the Taenia solium tapeworm in the intestine may spread tapeworm eggs to other people if they do not practice good hygiene. That is, washing hands before and after they use the toilet, before preparing food. And that can cause a cysticercosis if people then swallow the eggs after that. So if you have cysticercosis, should you be treated for the intestinal tapeworm infection? Yes. So if you end up traveling and you get this disease in your muscle or somewhere, then you should assume that you have the tapeworm infection, because you can then auto-infect yourself or infect others. So the bottom line is this. There are two diseases associated with Tinea solium. One is the cysts that get into our muscle and other areas. This is caused by this, eating the cyst that is in the feces of a human, either by washing hands and just not practicing good sanitary processes, or by eating the other diseases, by actually getting the tapeworm, by getting the egg from someone who has the tapeworm infection. In the end, you have to be careful, because you need to wash your hands with soap and water after using the toilet, changing diapers, and before handling any food. They're very important. If you are raising or teaching children, make sure they wash hands, especially if you're in an area in your travels in the wilderness or backcountry adventures to where you're going, where animals roam freely, because it isn't always just found in pigs. But make sure that you wash your hands before and after. You should make sure you wash and peel all raw vegetables and fruits before eating, and use good food and water practices while traveling into other areas in the backcountry. And drink only bottled or boiled water, meaning 1 minute, or carbonated bubbly drinks that are in cans or bubbles. You should always filter unsafe water, which is an absolute 1 micron or less filter, and dissolve some chemicals such as iodine or chlorine in the water. But the absolute 1 micron filters can be found in most stores. So just a quick reminder of how people get cysticercosis in the egg. A person will get cysticercosis by swallowing a microscopic eggs passed in the feces of a person who has that intestinal pork tapeworm. Here's how it works. For example, a person eats undercooked infected pork and gets a tapeworm infection in the intestines. That person will then pass the tapeworm eggs in the feces. If that person doesn't wash hands properly after using the bathroom, they may contaminate food or surfaces with feces containing these eggs. These eggs may be swallowed by another person if they eat contaminated food, or from the feces that may be around by not cleaning areas. Once inside the body, the eggs hatch and become larvae that find their way in through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream and then travel throughout the body. The risks are having a pork tapeworm infection. This is called auto-infection. If you live in a household with someone who has a pork tapeworm, that is a big risk factor. And then eat food by someone with a pork tapeworm infection who doesn't wash their hands. In the bottom line, I don't need to say it, good camp hygiene, monitoring the disposal of feces, being wary of animals becomes very important. This ends the podcast on cysticercosis and tapeworm infections caused by Tinea solium. And as always, we say thank you for listening.